Titans head coach Mike Mularkey just wrapped up his day after game press conference here at St. Thomas Sports Park. I'm Amy Welsh, joined by Mike Keith. Mike, what everyone wants to know is injuries, mainly an update on Marcus Mariota and an update on Taylor Lewan. What do you got for me?
All right, let's start at the front, and that is Jonathan Cyprian with the hamstring will miss his fifth straight game. Outside of that, nobody has been declared out at this point. Corey Davis closer to returning, although Mike Mularkey not saying that he's definitely going to return. Marcus Mariota has made progress and will be listed as day-to-day. And Taylor Lewan's injury does not sound serious. After his MRI this morning, he's been ruled day-to-day. Would be huge if the Titans could get their left tackle back for this game against the Indianapolis Colts.
The Titans obviously did not get the result they wanted in Miami, but there was a bright spot to that game. How did the defense's play really hit you?
I think the one thing that Coach Mularkey said today that jumped out to me is that the defense improved dramatically in their communication. Now, they played very poorly in the game at Houston. They were playing an offense at Miami that was not nearly as talented. We get that. But so much of Houston's success was because the Titans were out of position. In this ball game, they had people in the right places at the right times, no matter the opponent. If you're playing Vic LeBeau's scheme the right way and communicating the right way, you can be successful. And the Titans know if they follow that path the rest of the year, their defense will continue to improve.
The Titans are not only getting ready for a big Monday night contest, but they're also getting ready to face a divisional opponent in the Indianapolis Colts. How quickly does the mindset around here need to change and start looking forward?
It better have changed now, because this is about their goals for the year, and that is win your home games, win your division games, and start beating Indianapolis. This is a team that has not beaten Indianapolis in 6 years. If they're going somewhere this year, if they're going to make a run as this year goes on, they've got to win their home games, they've got to win their division games, and they've got to beat Indianapolis. And that starts with the preparation today. As disappointing as Miami was, and it was very disappointing because it was a winnable game that the Titans let get away, they've got to turn forward and start getting ready for the Colts.
All right, there's a lot of work to be done here at St. Thomas Sports Park. The Titans have a full week of practice, and then they take on the Indianapolis Colts on Monday Night Football at Nissan Stadium. For TitansOnline.com, he's Mike Keith, I'm Amy Wells, and this is Titans in 2.